When we hear certain names, there are images, perhaps, that come into our minds. Sometimes it reflects what we know about a person or what we think about a person. For example, if we hear the name Elvis, what image comes into your mind? Maybe you see a guy with wavy black hair and big sideburns and dark glasses and a flashy white suit. Or if you hear the name George Washington, maybe the image of a fair-skinned man in a powdered wig, perhaps even perched on the front of a boat crossing the river, comes into your mind. But when we think about someone, we need to go deeper, many times, than the images that come into our heads. What do we think about someone when we have an image in our head? For example, if we have the image of Elvis in our head, are we thinking flashy rock star or musical genius? Or with George Washington, are we thinking patriotic president or rebellious traitor? Today, I'd like for us to consider the most important name that we can ever consider. And we don't really even have to be that creative when it comes to what images come into our minds. We have the Bukowski versions here in front of us. We have the Mayer version in the narthex. When we think about Jesus, what is it that comes to mind? What is Jesus to you? As you think about that question, listen to what Jesus says to us in John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of our Lord. Now, as you consider what Jesus is to you, picture a road that's leading through this life toward heaven. After all, Jesus says, "No one comes to the Father except through me." And for the sake of time, I'm going to have to limit us to three possibilities as to what Jesus is to you. First off, is Jesus a roadblock to you? Now, that might sound a little bit strange because we would think of Jesus being a roadblock perhaps for unbelievers. For example, in Romans chapter 9, Paul talks about the unbelieving Jews and how they stumbled over the stumbling stone, namely Jesus. They didn't believe that this man could be their promised Messiah. They refused to believe in him. And so for them, Jesus was a roadblock. He was cutting off their path, supposed path to heaven. Now, that depiction of Jesus as a roadblock, can't have any relevance for us, right? After all, we're believers. We're on our way to heaven. But haven't there been occasions as we're merrily moving along this road of life when we sin, and then we see the image of Jesus, the face of Jesus looming in front of us as an angry and upset person, and we come screeching to a halt and we have to decide what to do? We've sinned. Do we take a detour? Do we back up? Are we only picturing Jesus this way instead of thinking of him as a loving Savior whom we've hurt by our sin? Whatever the case, our progress toward heaven is halted. Or maybe you think of Jesus as a toll booth. A toll booth. Now, granted, we're not as familiar with toll booths as those who, for example, are privileged to drive in Chicago. But we get the concept. When you come to a toll booth and you're on the road, you have to stop and pay a toll if you want to keep going. So, Jesus as a toll booth? Well, we could point out all of the other religions in this world, or even other Christian denominations, that insist that their members perform certain tasks or do certain works or pay a certain amount of tithe in order to stay in good standing, in order to stay on that road to heaven. But I really don't think we need to look for examples outside of this room. When's the last time that you bargained with Jesus? "Jesus, I know I really messed up this time, but I promise I'll make it up. I promise I'll go to chapel every day for the rest of the semester. Jesus, I really need you to answer my prayer the way I need it answered. I promise I will read my Bible twice a day if you grant me my wish, or if you answer my prayer. When we're doing things like that, we're making Jesus into a toll booth, someone we have to pay. Maybe we even think that because we've been faithful in putting offerings into the offering plate that Jesus owes us, that he owes us a smoother path on the road to heaven. But Jesus is not a toll booth. There's no way that we can pay or do anything in order to get to heaven. Jesus is not a roadblock unless we make him one. Thinking of Jesus in those ways, really, when it comes down to it, is sin. There's only one more possibility of what Jesus is to you, and since we've already discounted the other two possibilities, really this is what Jesus is. He is the gateway to heaven. Now I want you to picture the St. Louis Arch stretching over a road, or maybe the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, some grand and glorious entrance to a spectacular place. Picture every other road leading into the very pit of hell itself. And that this one road that goes through the gateway is the only one that goes to heaven. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But how can we trust Jesus? How can we be sure of what Jesus says here and know that it applies to us? It's said that possums are very intelligent creatures. Now, that might go against evidence that we see perhaps as we're driving along the road, because many of the possums that we see are the ones that are dead along the road. But still, possums are smart in this respect. If they come upon a hole or a burrow and they're thinking about going in, if they only see one track, one set of tracks going into the hole, they won't go in because they know that there's another animal in that hole. And yet if they see two tracks, if they see one set going in, one set coming out, then they'll go into that hole unafraid. As we're headed down the road toward heaven, we also know we are headed down the road toward our grave. And maybe we think of that as being this huge black expanse, because we don't know what it's like to die. We don't know what it's going to be like to enter into our grave. We're afraid to do that. And yet as we come upon that black expanse, we see two sets of tracks. Jesus entered into the grave when he died on Good Friday, but then he exited the grave on Easter morning. And that's why Jesus has the authority and why we can trust Jesus when he says, "I am the way." He doesn't say that he's going to show us the way, that he's going to lead us to the way. He is the way. "I am the truth." He doesn't say, "I'll reveal the truth to you," but he is the truth. "I am the life," he says. He doesn't say he's going to show us how to get life. He is life. He is eternal life. So when you consider what Jesus is to you, don't think of him as someone who wants to put anything in your way as you are on this road of life toward heaven, whether it be any kind of roadblocks or tolls or anything else. Jesus is not just the gateway to heaven. He is the way to heaven. He became that way when he shed his blood for you and took away all of your sins. And then he guaranteed that that way is safe and secure by his glorious resurrection from the dead. When you think of Jesus, think of life, eternal life, freely given to you by a loving Savior. Amen.